安。
Good evening。
今天是12月26。
Today is the 26th of December。
在五天以后。
5 days later。
2004年就不见了。
The year 2004 will disappear。
跑到哪里去呢
？Where would it go？
跑在记忆里。
It will go into our memory。
跑到历史中。
It will go into history。
跑到时间的博物馆里面。
It will go into the museum of time。
2004曾经存在过。
The year 2004 once existed。
后来又不存在了。
And then suddenly it disappeared。
但是你在2004年里面所做的事。
But all these things that you have done in the year 2004。
好的事会随着你，给你平安，给你安慰。
Things that are good will comfort you and give you peace and follow you。
坏的事会给你难过，给你懊悔。
Things that are bad will give you regret and sadness。
当你每一次把旧的日历把它撕下来。
Every time you tear away a page from the calendar。
挂上一个新的日历的时候。
And put up a new calendar。
你要对自己说，我。快要死又烧一年了。
You must tell yourself that you only have one less year to live.
我再烧一年了。
One less year to live.
这是大人算年龄跟小孩子算年龄不同的地方。
This is the difference between how adult will count time.
小孩子说，我又加一年了。
The child will say, I have grown one more year.
我又加一年了。
One more year grown.
老人家说，我又烧一年了。
The older one will say, I have one less year.
我又烧一年了。
One less year to live.
所以对时间。都有加减乘除的算法。
And so towards time there is multiplication and addition.
我们的存在是什么存在呢
？What sort of existence do we have then?
是偶在的存在。
It is a random existence.
是叫做 contingent existence.
Contingent existence.
为什么叫做偶在呢
？Why do we say it's contingent?
突然有，突然没有。
Because it appears suddenly.
不永远长存。
It doesn't live forever.
偶在的相对词是什么呢
？What is the opposite of contingency?
偶在的相对词是永在。
It is eternity.
什么叫做永在呢
？What does eternity mean?
永远存在。
It means it's there forever.
不会突然间不存在。
It will not disappear suddenly.
不会突然存在。
Or suddenly appear.
它根本没有所谓开始，也没有所谓结束。
It doesn't have a beginning or an end.
开始表示开始以前是不存在的。
If there is a beginning, it means there is no existence before.
结束表示一结了就输了，以后就不存在了。
Or if there's an end, that means there's no existence after that.
所以有开始有结束的。
Things that have a beginning and an end
就是偶在
is contingent
没有开始没有结束的
but things that does not have a beginning or an end
才是永在
is eternal
那么圣经里面上帝自己称自己一个很特别的名称
In the Bible, God has given himself a special name
我是创始者
He said, I am the creator
我是成终者
I am the end
所以他本身无始无终
He himself is without beginning or the end
他坚定了所有其他的存以往的始终
But he decide all the beginning and the end of life and death
所以圣经里面对上帝的名称
The names in the Bible have for God
它存在的性质
And the nature of its existence
讲一句很特别的话
There is a very special understanding
是在今在永在的上
That God is a God that was is and ever will be
从前存在
He existed in the past
现今存在
He exists now
永远存在
And forever he exists
那因为存在的本体就是一切存在的基础
He himself is the basis of existence and the foundation of all existence
当我们在黑板上写字的时候
When we write on the blackboard
我们写的不满意擦掉它
When we are not happy we will erase it
黑板上的字是偶在
And so the words there are contingent
相对说黑板是常在
But the blackboard is there for a long time
你每天进去那黑板总在那边但是 那些字呢常常不在
Every time you go there the blackboard is there but the words will disappear
后来有一天呢这个黑板坏
One day perhaps the blackboard is damaged
把它丢掉了
You will get rid of it
换了个白板
You change it to a white board
我换了个绿板
Or a green board
我换了个电脑的板
Or a computer board.
那么现在呢，就变成了这个黑板偶存在。
But now the blackboard would have become contingent.
但是那个课室是常在。
But the classroom is always there.
所以 permanent existence and contingent existence.
所以常在跟偶在是不一样。
后来有一天地震了。
So perhaps there is an earthquake one day.
所以整个学校倒下来了。
And the school would have
collapsed. 结果什么都不在了。
Everything would disappear.
黑板就不在了。
Not the
classroom, 也不在
but the classroom.
但是那块地皮还在
But the ground is there.
所以那些建筑变成偶在地皮变成常在
The building will become contingent But the ground is eternally there
圣经就说一代过去一代又来 地却永远长存。
The Bible says generations come and go, but the ground will always be there.
那么地是永存嘛
？Is the earth everlasting?
Is it 这个 incontinent 还是不是的
？It is.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣经说天地都要回去。
Because the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away.
所以连整个天地都不是永存的。
So even the heaven and earth are not eternal.
我相信没有宗教谈到这样清楚。
I think no faith has explained it so well.
这本圣经
other than the Bible.
今天早上六点。
This morning at 6.
今天早上八点。
And at 8.
印尼发生了两次大地震。
There is two great earthquakes in Indonesia.
雅西有很多人死了。
In Aceh, many people died.
米兰有很多人死。
And also Milan.
连吉隆坡的两个高楼都会动一动。
And also in Kuala Lumpur, they were shaking the buildings.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这是个震动的世界。
Because this is a changing world.
这是个不永存的世界。
A world that doesn't live forever.
世界根本没有什么是永永远远的。
Nothing in the world is forever.
Dr. Francis Schaeffer 的太太 Edith Schaeffer.
Edith Schaeffer, the wife of Dr. Francis Schaeffer, she said,
这世界最美的建筑、最大的成功，不过是 left over beauty.
All the most beautiful things in the world, whether it's building or anything, are just left over beauty.
不能剩余的价值。
They are just left over.
剩余的美丽。
Left over beauty.
剩余的雄壮。
Left over grandness.
剩余的存在而已。
Left over existence.
永存是什么呢
？So what is eternity?
永存就是神自己。
Eternity is God Himself.
那么你呢
？What about you?
我呢
？What about me?
我们是暂存。
We are contingent.
我请问你，一百年前你在哪里
？100 years ago, where were you?
你告诉我你在哪
？Tell me.
我有一次上课对小孩子说。50年前你在哪里
？Once I asked the children 50 years ago, where were you？
有一个孩子很有保证，在我妈妈怀里。
One child was very confident and said,
"I'm in my mother." 几岁
？I asked, "How old is your mother?"
妈妈38岁。
She said 38。
所以50年前，她在妈妈的肚子里。50年前，她的没有妈妈，也没有妈妈的肚子，她都不知道。
50 years ago, the mother did not exist.
有一点像邓小平说，香港50年不变。他连自己共产党50年变成什么都不知道。
A little bit like Deng Xiaoping promising that Hong Kong will not change for 50 years, but he doesn't know what the future will hold.
他还敢告诉人，你可以50年不变，我保证的自己在变。
But he gave the guarantee, but he himself would have to change.
所以永存、偶存、偶存、永存、永存、偶存、偶存、永存。
So all these contingencies and eternity.
那我在这个世界。
When we live in this world,
有一天
，one day，
我从不习惯变成习惯。
I will adapt to living in the world.
这个变化很特别的。
This change is special.
所以每一个人到世界上一定一来就哭的。
Therefore, every one of us will arrive to the world crying.
你也不例外。
You are no exception.
有没有小孩子生在嘿嘿，我来了。
There are no children who come laughing.
没有的。
No.
每一个孩子来都在哭。
Every child will arrive screaming.
我们来的时候自己哭。
When we come, we cry ourselves.
我们死的时候叫别人哭。
But when we die, others will cry for us.
我们来的时候不甘愿。
When we come, we are not willing.
慢慢20多岁习惯一点。
But then we will adapt when we are 20.
30多岁更习惯了。
In our 30s, we adapt more.
40多岁更习惯了。
We are 40s, we are more used to.
小的时候很不甘愿活。
When we are young, we are not willing to live.
老的时候很不甘愿死。
But when we are old, we are not willing to go.
刚刚来的时候很不习惯。
When we first came, we are not used to the world.
老都是想也不错了，不错了。
But when we get old, we say it's not too bad.
要把这个世界改得更好也很难，这样已经不错了，不错了。
This is quite a good world for us.
所以当我们到老了快要死的时候
，And when we are about to die,
我们从前说最好活50岁就好了，不要太老。
In the past, we say, well, I want to live to 50 only.
到49岁，难道我要走了吗
？But when we are 49, we say, is it time to go?
或70岁也不错，不错。
Then you say, well, maybe for 70 years.
到了69岁的时候
，But when you're 69,
这个这么快就要。
You say, "Wow, the time has passed
by." 20 years, 我更甘愿活。
Maybe another 20 years.
到你最甘愿活下去的时候。
When you're most willing to live.
你说地呀，地呀。
You will say, "Earth."
我从前很不甘愿活，生到这里来。
In the past, I'm not willing to be here.
现在我爱上你了。
But now I love you.
想来想去，地球还是很可爱的。
I think the earth is lovely.
那么地回答你什么呢
？And the earth will say.
当你感到我很可爱的时候，我感到你不可爱。
When you think that I'm very loving, I don't think you are very lovely.
你想你要住下来的时候，我是不给你机会，地要给别人住，不给你住的。
But when you want to stay behind, the earth will not give you the chance anymore.
这就是人生嘛。
This is the way we live our life.
所以人想什么
？And so what do we think about all day long?
我们不知道从哪里来。
We think about where we came from.
我们不能回答我们从哪里来。
Because we have no answer.
但我们一定盼望知道要到哪里去。
But we want to know where we will go to.
不知道。 道从那里来的人还盼望到哪里去，你说奇怪不奇怪？
It's very strange, isn't it? Not knowing your beginning, but wanting to know where you will go.
如果是我从我的家来，
If I came from my house,
跑到外婆桥，
And I went to my
grandmother's place, 摇到外婆桥，
To the bridge beside her house.
外婆给我一块糕。
And my grandmother gave me a piece of cake.
叫我好宝宝。
And said I'm a good child.
完了，我要回到自己的家去。
And then I want to go home.
那么如果你连从那里来都不知道，你要回到哪里去？
But you don't know where you came from, so where are you going back to?
你不知道从哪里来吗？
You don't know where you came from.
你要怎么说我要回到哪里去？
So how can you say I will return?
你本来的家在哪里你都不知道吗？
You don't know where your original home is from.
你回到哪里去？
Then where will you return to?
你说今天唐牧师在讲什么我都不明白。
He said, Dr. Tom, I'm confused.
偶存永存永存永存后来回家回到哪里去？
All this contingency and now you talk about returning home.
这些都是我们天天在谈的事情。
But these are things we talk about all day long.
天天都懂的事情。
Things we know.
但这里面隐藏的事情太大了。
But it contains great wisdom.
有一次呢，美国最大的布道家 Billy Graham.
Once Billy Graham, the greatest evangelist in America.
政府发给他国家的勋章的时候。
When he received the highest award from the country.
把他召集到这个国会山庄那里去。
He was summoned to the Congress.
那么所有的国会议员、政府总统都在那边。
And all the congressmen and important people were there.
他把勋章给了这个 Billy Graham 以后，
After they gave the award to him,
就听他讲几句话。
They asked him to address the crowd.
他已经80多岁。
He is already in his 80s.
他就站起来。
And he stood up.
他就眼睛看东看西。
And he looked around.
因为美国的那个国会大厦中间那个圆厅的上面高得不得了。
Because the Congress have a very high arch.
一尊一尊的雕刻。
And there are many different sculptures.
华盛顿。
Washington,
Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams,
Quincy Adams,
还有其他的建国的那些父老
all the important founding fathers of America,
雕像都是那
all their sculptures were there,
历代最伟大的将军
and the greatest generals,
雕像也在那里
all of them had sculptures,
无论是雕刻绘画充满艺术的气氛
so the entire place was very artistic,
所以他拿了勋章要讲话以前他就向上向四周围绕看
And before he spoke, he looked around.
那么那些人看这个老人家看东看西，他们也跟着他看。
And the rest of the people followed him.
其实这些在国会里面每天都看惯了。
But the congressman would have seen it every day.
但是新鲜人有新鲜看见，新鲜的刺激，有新鲜的启发。
But this new person have new inspiration.
所以他看完了就说。
And then he said,
"Friends, tell me, so many things, so many figures, so many." Great persons surrounding us in this building.
朋友告诉我，在这个建筑里面有那么多的雕像，那么多的伟人围绕着我们。
Please tell me what is in common of all these things.
请您告诉我，这所有的人共同点在哪里？
这些画、这些雕刻、这些所有的东西里面有什么共同的地方？
What is the common point among all them?
这些伟大的有什么东西是一样的？
What is the same among all these great people?
就是伟大一样
吗？ You say, well, they are great.
这也不一样吗？
Maybe different jobs,
时代不一样了
different time,
都是美国人一样了
but they are all Americans.
他们不知道要怎么答才好
they don't know the answer.
结果大家不答，免得答错，不好意思，因为大人物不可以做错事情。
And so they all kept quiet.
结果呢 Billy Graham 回答了
And Billy Graham said,
they are all same in one thing.
他们全部有共同一点。
什么事情？
On what point?
They are all dead.
他们全部已经死了。
全部死掉了，这个是唯一一样的东西。
This is the commonality.
然后他就开始发一个问题。
And then he asked a question.
Where are you going for your eternity?
你的永生到底在哪里？
你的永恒要到哪里去？
Where are you going for your eternity?
你要在哪里度过你永永远远的灵魂？
Where will you spend eternity?
赞成，永存，赞成，永存。人之所以是人
For us to be human beings
人不是单单暂存几十年就完了
It is not because we will live for a few decades and that's it
人之所以是人
For us to be human
因为我们在这个世界存在几十年以后我们还要永永远远存在不在这个世界
It comes because after we have our life on earth we still have an eternal existence
如果人死了就完了
If death is the end of all things
那么做好人做坏人有什么分别？反正死了就完了嘛。
What is the difference then between a good and a bad person?
如果死掉就完了。
If death ends all things.
那么做传道、做强盗也差不多一样。
There's no difference between being a preacher or a robber.
如果死了就完了。
If death ends all things.
做这个飞机师跟做阿飞也差不多一样。
No difference between a pilot or a gangster.
如果死了就 完了。
If death ends all things，
做总统、做饭桶也一样的。
Doesn't matter whether you're president or idiot。
在我们良心的深处
，But in our conscience，
不许可我们相信死了就完了。
Our conscience does not allow us to believe death ends all things。
因为我们的良心不许可我们相信死了就完了。
Because our conscience would not allow us to believe in this。
中国人说有立言、立德、立功。
So the Chinese say that we have to establish our word, our ethics, and our awards in life.
要是你死了以后，你还有一些伟大的东西可以存下去。
It means that after you die, all these things that you have established will live on.
什么叫做留起丹心照汗青？就是对历史的影响，对下一代的启发和光照。
The Chinese proverb say that we ought to leave behind an example to inspire the next generation.
如果人死了就完了。
If death ends all things.
为什么孔子只活72年会影响2600年？
Why would Confucius influence 2600 years of history?
他只有活72年。
He only lived 72 years.
什么东西从这个暂时的72年跑出来会产生2000多年的影响？
What came out from this temporal 72 years to influence 2000 over years of history?
死了就完了。
If death ends all things，
为什么你要为刘少奇平反？他已经死了嘛。
Why would people try to rebuild the reputation of Liu Shaoqi?
他这么烫，你把他翻过来再翻过来，他也没有自救了。
What is the point of rebuilding a reputation of a dead man?
如果死了就完了。
If death ends all things，
为什么连那些无神论的人都相信精神不死？
Why would the atheists believe that the spirit lives on?
所以今天我要你思想的问题。
So I want you to think about this.
你活在地上的身体是个暂存。
The physical body is temporal.
但你死了以后，你就是永恒期的时候，你是个永存。
But after you die, you have an eternal existence.
如果暂存跟永存是没有关系。
If there is no relation between the temporal existence and eternal
life, 那么你在这个世界随便生活，反正以后没有关系嘛。
You can just live your life any way you want.
但是我们的心灵深处不许可我们这样相信。
But deep in our hearts, we are not allowed to think like that.
所以我们死的时候，很多人害怕不平安。
This is why we fear death.
有的人面对永恒的时候没有把握，不知道到哪里。
We have no confidence when we look at eternity.
因为他发现了他不应当做的事情，他做的太多了。
Because a person will discover he has done too many things he ought not to.
他又发现应当做的事他还没有做就要走了。
And have not done many things he should have done.
所以暂存跟永存有一个连贯性。
So there is a line between temporal existence and eternity.
连贯性包括你的道德责任。
And it includes your ethical responsibility.
包括了你的人格的方向。
It includes the direction of your character.
包括了你对神对人应当尽的这个义务。
It also contains the obligation and responsibility you have towards God and man.
这是太严肃的事情。
So this is a very solemn moment.
有的人死的时候大喊大叫。
Some people when they die they scream aloud.
有的人死的时候平安无事。
But some die in peace.
德国有个无神论的哲学家叫做 Arthur Schopenhauer。
Arthur Schopenhauer was an atheist German philosopher.
这个人死以前呢，
before he died,
大声喊叫，
he screamed loudly,
叫得怕人怕得不得了。
He screamed in a very horrifying way.
所以那一个呢，看守他的护士呢，吓到从今以后不做护士。
And the nurse was so frightened that she resigned from her job.
绝对不要看顾死人。
She do not want to take care of the dying.
除非那个人是一个有信仰的好基督徒。
Unless a person is a good Christian.
但是在同一个世纪里面，
But in the same era,
有一个布道家离开世界。
There was an evangelist that left the world.
这个布道家是美国的 D.L. Moody.
It is the evangelist D.L. Moody from America.
他快要断气以前，他的太太哭得很伤心。
Before he died, his wife wept openly.
但他没有死前，他讲几句话。
But he told this to his wife.
Please don't cry, my dear Emma.
我的亲爱的 Emma， 请你不要为我哭泣。
Please stop weeping, Emma.
Emma， 请你不要为我哭泣。
This is not a day of grief.
今天不是悲伤的日子。
This is a day of glory.
今天是荣耀的日子。
I'm going to be crowned by my Lord.
我的主要给我荣耀的冠冕。
I have done His will during my whole life.
我有生之年已经完成他的旨意。
This is a day of glory.
所以今天是荣耀的日子。
Please don't cry.
所以请你不要为我哭。
Please stop weeping.
请你不要为我哭泣。
讲完了他就离开世
界。After that he died.
二十世纪的医学证明了一件事情。
The medical science in the 20th century proved this.
一个真正对基督耶稣有信仰的人。
A person that truly had faith in Jesus Christ.
死以前呢。
Before he died.
电脑的那个波是很平定的。
The brain wave would be pretty calm.
因为他知道他到哪里。
Because he knows where he's going to.
那些犯罪者抵挡上帝的。
But those who oppose to God, those great sinners.
死以前电波的激动。
When they die, the brain wave will go into violence.
几乎没办法控制的。
Uncontrollable.
这是一个事实告诉我们。
This is a fact that tells us.
人可以知道你到哪里去。
That we can know where we are going.
那时候我不知道我从哪里来。
But you say, I do not know where I come from.
你不知道从哪里来，你不知道你应该到哪里去，这是应该的。
And it seems natural that we ought not to know where we are going.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says.
有一个人。
There is a person.
唯一的一个人。
Only one.
他说，我知道我从哪里。
He said, I know where I'm coming from.
我也知道我到哪里。
I also know where I'm going to.
不是苏格拉底。
Not Socrates.
不是孔子。
Not Confucius.
孔子是为自生焉知死，生也不懂死也不懂又糊里糊涂生生死死就完了。
Confucius said, if I do not know life, how would I know death?
不是苏格拉底。
Not Socrates.
苏格拉底想大概他是投胎在世，再轮回到别人那里去。
Socrates think that probably he will go through some sort of reincarnation.
但是他受了毕达哥拉斯的影响。
But he was influenced by Pythagoras.
毕达哥拉斯大概受了印度的影响。
And Pythagoras probably by Hinduism.
所以西方哲学只有这一段的时期，有一派的学说叫做轮回学说。
In the Western philosophy, only this period of time had a reincarnation.
后来西方没办法构成主流的思想。
But it did not become mainstream thinking.
全世界就是印度的印度教跟佛教对轮回比较有把握。
In the entire world, only Hinduism and Buddhism have a better understanding of reincarnation.
事实证明。
But the fact is,
在人类的回忆中间
，In our memory,
几乎没有人对所谓前世有过回忆。
Nobody has this memory of the past life.
没有人知道他从哪里来。
So no one know where they come from.
但是天下历史上曾经有一个人。
But in history there was one person.
这个人是耶稣基督。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
从父出来。
He said, I come from the Father.
到了世界。
And I've come to the world.
离开世界。
And I will leave the world.
回到父那里。
To return to the Father.
约翰福音第十六章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 28.
这是唯一的一个。
This is the only one.
是唯一的一次。
The only time.
唯一的一个例子。
The only example.
耶稣基督知道从哪里来。
Jesus Christ knew where he came.
耶稣基督知道从到哪里去。
He knew where he was going.
来什么意思？
What does he mean to come?
来表示他原不是这里的。
It means originally he was not from here.
所以我们说你们新加坡人。
So we say Singaporeans.
你们新加坡人。
You Singaporeans.
你们这些新加坡人。
You Singaporeans.
你听一次不注意，听两次三次心里想，那你哪里来的？
Then you ask them, where do you come from?
为什么是你们新加坡人？
Why do you say you Singaporeans?
我说我印尼来的。
But I am from Indonesia.
或者我说我香港来的。
Or Hong Kong.
或者我说我美国来的。
Or America.
啊，原来如此，怪不得你们新加坡人。
And that's why you say you Singaporeans.
我从什么地方来？
I came from a certain
来
place.
这个字什么意思呢
？Coming
表示我原不在这里。
It means I did not come.
孔子没有说我来，有没有啊
？Confucius
有没有啊？孟子有没有说我来
？No mentions.
毛泽东有没有说我生到中国来？
毛泽东，
没有人可以这样讲。
No one can say this way.
耶稣基督说
，But Jesus Christ said,
我从父出来。
I came from the Father.
他的原初在哪里？
This is his originality.
父哪里？
From the Father.
His origin is the Father.
从父那里来。
到世界上来。
And I came to the world.
他的目的地就是这个世界。
And this is the way he came.
所以他从父出来到这个世界。
He came from the Father to come to the world.
这世界是他的目的地。
If the world was the aim,
我要离开这个世界
，and then he will leave the world,
回到父那里
，and to return to the Father.
这样的这句话一共有四个部分。
There are four processes here.
I come from my Father.
我从父那里来。
I enter into this world.
进入这世界。
And I depart from this world.
从世界出去。
And I return to my Father.
回到父那里。
这四个部分呢
？These four areas
是显明两个方向。
Show us two directions.
什么方向呢
？Which direction?
就是从上到下的方向。
The direction that comes from above to below.
第二个方向是从下到上的方向。
The second one from below to above.
所以他能来也能回。
He can come and he can go.
这个很不一样的。
This is different.
这一句话
，This word，
就超越了所有的宗教、所有的哲学、所有的文化最伟大的理想。
Surpasses the idea of all religion, all philosophies, and all faith.
这就要想什么呢？
What would the philosopher think about?
向更高的智慧去探求。
The philosophers seek a higher wisdom.
所以呢，希腊的哲学就是从两个字构成的。
The Greek philosophy is made up of two words.
第一个字是 philia。
The first word is philia。
第二个字是 sophia。
The second one is sophia。
是 philo sophia 叫做 philosophy。
So philosophy is made up of these two words.
Philosophos.
Philos and
philo sophia。
philia
sophia， 意思就是 I love the wisdom。
I love wisdom.
I am not a wisdom. I only the wisdom lover.
我不是智慧，但是我爱智慧。
我不智慧。
I am not.
我也不是智慧。
I am not wisdom.
我不过爱智慧。
But I love it.
那么爱智慧又怎么样呢？
What would you do?
我就思考怎么样更好。
So I think about how to be wiser.
我就思想怎样更有智慧。
I think about how to be wiser.
所以我是向上追求。
And so I seek from to above.
这时候是向上追求智慧。
So philosopher will seek wisdom from above.
宗教是向永生追求幸福。
And religion will seek for blessing from eternity.
向良善追求，我们应当有的好行为。
And ethics will seek after goodness in our character.
伟大的宗教
，a great faith.
伟大的哲学
，a great philosophy.
伟大的文化
，a great civilization.
都是人脱离他卑微的地位，向上的一个科目跟追求。
Would be signified when a person goes away and go up.
向上，所以柏拉图的哲学里面有一个字叫 eros。
In Plato's philosophy, there's a word called eros.
Eros 跟 philia 不同的地方在哪里？
The difference between the word eros and philia.
Philia 是比较思想性的，比较理性的。
Philia belongs to the thinking and
eros 是比较感情性的。
But eros refers to the emotion.
慢慢两千年以后。
About 2000 years later.
人就用一个字叫 erotic 来描写性欲的感情。
The word erotic is described as sexuality.
你看 erotic.就是表示男女之间那个性关系的那种意念叫 erotic。
When you see the word erotic, it refers to the sexuality between man and woman.
但是原来在柏拉图的思想里面 ，eros 不是这样的。
But in the original thought of Plato, that is not the case.
是赋予激情的一个追求。
It is how to seek after fervency.
一个男人盼望跟一个美丽的女子结婚一样。
It's as fervent as a man wanting to go after a beautiful woman.
他可以神志不清的追求到一个超脱自己。忘怀自己，渴慕到激情很深的地步。
That he will seek after this thing with all fervency until he forget himself.
那么这个是对美的追求。
This is the seeking after beauty.
是对满足的追求。
To satisfaction.
就对理想的追求。
The seeking after ideals.
对恒一的追求。
Seeking after unity.
包括也对真理的追求。
And also the seeking after the truth.
所以你爱真理。
So we love righteousness.
你爱真理。
When you love the truth.
你爱良善。
When you love goodness.
你就想怎样可以到了更伟大的人格。
You will always think about how to improve yourself further.
这种思想。
Such thinking
process. 也可以用 eros.
Can also be described as
eros. 的一个方向是什么呢？
Well, one of the direction of eros.
就是追求更高尚。
Is to seek after the higher, the better.
好不好？
Is it a good thing? Is it good?
是不是这样？
Is this the way? Yes, it is.
是不是可以这样？
Can we do this?
可能是可以的。
Is it possible?
为什么会这样？
Why this?
你说人之常情吗？
See, everyone is like that.
最难看、丑八怪的人，也盼望娶到最美丽的女人。
So the ugliest man will want to seek for the beautiful girl.
追求吗？
Because you go.
渴慕吗？
You seek.
你看看镜子，这样传下去，一代一代，哇！
When you look at the mirror, you realize the next generation will look terrible.
要改种。
So we have to change.
我要追求改良我的种。
I want to change my genetics.
使我鼻子高一点。
A higher nose.
使我面白一点。
A fairer skin.
使我的身材好一点。
A more shapely body.
追求很漂亮的女孩子。
So the man will go for beautiful girls.
但是他忘记了，他追求更高的改良他的种，就是使他的未来的太太改坏他的种。
But what he don't realize is that the woman's genes will become worse.
哦，你娶她了以后，你的孩子就比你更英俊一点了。但是她的孩子就比她丑陋很多了。
The children may be more handsome than the father, but worse than the mother.
所以每一个人都要向上，对不对？
Everyone wants the better thing.
我要看到更好的。
I want better.
我要看到最好的。
The best.
我要更理想的。
I want more.
更完美的。
The more complete.
你的爱。
Your love,
看着这么美，我怎么会不爱？
So I will love beautiful things.
这么可爱，我怎么会不爱？
It's so lovely.
所以我为了爱，爱到废寝忘食。
In order to love, I always forget myself.
因为为了爱，爱到一天想他就不爱读书了。
And for the love, we will even give up our studies.
为了爱， 爱到了我不能再生活下去。
Sometimes we say we cannot live anymore.
为了爱，爱到晚上一直念他的名字。
After when we love, we are in love.
爱爱到连他的形象什么都忘掉了。
And we will remember.
哇，你爱得很厉害的时候。
When you are in love fervently.
你那很伟大吗？
You think it's a great thing?
伟大。
You say it's
great. 为了他，我死都甘愿。
I'm willing to die for that person.
我牺牲什么都不要。
I can sacrifice all things.
你的爱不是伟大，是自私的。
But it is actually a selfish love.
当别人你这么爱他的，你就气别人。
When other people love this girl the same way you get her,
当你看不到她的时候，你就想杀死她。
When you're not getting her, you want to kill her.
当她看不起的时候，你就怀恨。
When she despises you, you will hate her.
所以你的爱是向上的吗？是。
Is this love towards upwards?
你的爱是伟大吗？不。
Is it great? No.
你的爱是盼望对方更好吗？不，你盼望他掉下他的桶，增高你的桶。
Your love is so that you can be improved at her expense.
你们看 Troy 那一片的时候
，When you watch the movie Troy,
为了 Helen。
For Helen,
这个美丽的皇后
this beautiful queen,
伟大的爱结果要牺牲整个城市消消灭掉
this great love would end up in the destruction of the whole city
几百年文化毁灭掉
and the civilization for hundreds of years destroyed
千万万的人流血唱些成河
thousands of people will bleed to death
为了一个人的爱
just for the love of one person
这爱就是我们的爱
this is our kind of love
向上的爱
a love that goes to better things
I want to go. 我要完美，我要理想，我要向上。
I want to go up.
这种爱是从下到上的。
From below up.
我告诉你，这种爱不是上帝的爱。
This is not the love of God.
堕落以后的爱。
This is the love that comes after we have fallen.
上帝如果有这样的爱
，If God has such kind of love,
那你盼望更高的。
更
完美的
，a better one，
有没有比最完美的更完美的呢
？Is there perfection beyond perfection？
没有。
No。
Is there something more perfect than that？ Absolute perfect？
比最完美的更完美。
这是不可能。
It's not possible。
上帝是最完美的具体的那个真正的完美者。
God is the embodiment of the most perfect。
当你化作爱的时候
，So when He loves，
只能爱比他更低的。
The direction must be towards those who are lower。
比他更不好。
Those who are not as good.
比他更有限的。
Those who are more limited.
比他更不值得爱。
Those who are more
unworthy. 那么爱不值得爱的有什么好爱的
？What's so good about loving those who are not so good?
那些丑陋的绊子有什么好爱的
？Those who are ugly, why should we love them?
坏的绊子有什么好爱
？Those who are evil, why should we love them?
这个爱才是伟大的。
But this is why it is great.
爱才是奇妙的。
This is why it's wonderful.
宗教说我要向上，我要寻求，我要回到神那里去。
When a religion says, I want to seek upwards, I want to go back to God,
宗教是向上。
He's trying to move upwards.
可能吗？
Is this possible?
我寻求上
帝。I seek after God.
我要认识他。
I want to know him.
我要渴慕他。
I long for him.
上帝啊，我找你。
Oh God, I'm looking for you.
你找上帝。
Are you looking for God?
你找上帝。
Are you looking for him?
如果我的手表不见了。
If my watch is lost.
是我找手表，不是手表找我啊。
Do I look for the watch, or will the watch look for me?
如果我的手表不见了
，If my watch is lost,
是谁呀、
啊、？Who is this?
我找手表，对不对
？I will need to look for the watch.
照样，我找上帝。
When you say you look for God,
请问上帝什么时候不见了？要你去把它找回来。
The question is when was God lost that you have to find?
上帝从来没不见。
He has never been lost.
不应当是你找上帝。
So it shouldn't be that you look for God.
正像不应当是手表找你。
Like a watch should not look for you.
上帝你又不见了。
Because God is not lost.
圣经告诉我们，没有人找上帝。
The Bible says no one seek after him.
你不能找上帝。
And we cannot find him.
向上的问题太多了。
There are too many problems when we try to reach out.
向上是出于改进自己。
It comes because we want to become better.
向上是为了得做。
We want to get something.
向上为了自己的进步。
We want to improve ourselves.
向上一定有动机是完全自私。
There is a selfish motive.
所以圣经告诉完全另外方向。
The Bible tells another direction.
不是向上。
Not upwards.
是向下。
But downwards.
我现在问你一个很重要的问题哦。
Let me ask you an important question.
中国文化里面最伟大的观念是哪一句话
？What is the greatest concept in the Chinese civilization？
是不是天下为公
？Is it universality of the world？
是不是？我问你呀、啊，你现在老子不懂，孔子不懂，只懂老夫子，你好意思吗？我问你，中国文化最伟大的一句话是什么
？What is the greatest statement in the Chinese civilization？
是不是中庸之道
？Is it the middle ground？
是不是？天下为公
，Is it universality？
是不是世界大同
？Is it the commonality of the world？
到底中国文学里面最伟大的文化的，是不是齐家治国平天下
？Is it to get take care of your family and then to even of the whole world.
是不是世界太平？
Is it peace for the world?
是不是国泰民安？
Or that the whole people are
blessed? 中华文化最高的境界是什么？
What is the climax of Chinese civilization?
到底是要求什么？
What do we look for?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
中华文化最伟大的一个目标就是天人合一。
The greatest aim of Chinese civilization is for one to be one with heaven and
earth. Unity between heaven and man. 当天与人合一的时候，
when heaven and man is one,
你问他天是什么？
So you ask the question, what is heaven?
天就是天咯。
Heaven is heaven.
那么天在哪里？
Where is heaven?
你的天就是天，在上面叫做天上。
It must be up there.
那么天上的天什么天呢？
What sort of heaven is it?
你的天上空空叫做天空。
It's empty up there, so it's the sky.
天上空空怎么跟你合一？
How to be one with you when it's empty?
那天上到底被主宰的？
Is there a Lord in heaven?
所以宋朝的程子说，
So 程子 of the Sun Dynasty said,
从形体来说，
When we look at the phenomena,
叫做天，
It is the sky.
主宰的权柄来说，
But from the authority,
叫做地，上帝那个地，
It should be the emperor.
所以你去相信那个形体的天。
So rather than believing in a physical sky,
不相信有主权的上帝，
we should believe in a God that has authority.
所以诗书里面讲，交涉之理，所以敬上帝也。
In the Chinese antics, it says, because we have relationships, so we need to first fear God.
我们要侍奉在天上上帝。
We need to serve Him.
那么所谓天人合一啊。
This idea of heaven and man being one.
真正的意思就是神与人之间的和谐。
The true meaning is to have harmony between God and man.
怎么达到这个可能？
But is this possible?
神啊，你在哪里？
Oh God, where are you?
我不认识。
I don't know.
神啊，你的形状像什么？
Oh God, what do you look like?
我看不见你。
I have not seen you.
神啊，你的声音是什么？
Oh God, what do you sound
like? 我听不见你。
I have not.
我看不见你，听不见你，想不出你是谁，我怎么可以跟你合一？
How can I be one with you when I cannot see you and cannot hear you?
但是当你说我不能明白，我把它放掉的时候，
But when you say I give up because I cannot understand,
你良心的甚至又不许可你这样糊涂。
Your conscience will not allow you.
所以你心里面有一个声音说你要好好做人。好好做人，你要行好事。
There is a voice in your heart that says you need to live a good life.
你说孔子是一个没有上帝观念的人吗？
Is Confucius an
atheist? 绝对不是的。
No.
孔子说，活这一天无所道也。
Confucius said that when we live in accordance to heaven.
如果我们犯罪得罪上帝，没有人可以帮助你再讲祷告。
If we sin against heaven, then no one can help you.
孔子又说，知是否者，天念之，天念之。我如果做什么事是不对的，神是不喜欢我的。
Confucius also said, everything that I do that is wrong will be disgusted by heaven.
孔孟哲学里面，
in the understanding of Confucius,
相信有天命，
they believe in heavenly being.
相信有天命，
there's a heavenly command.
甚至可以说相信天上是有主宰的。
They also, we can say that they believe in the lordship of heaven.
所以孟子说，天降大任于斯人也。如果上天把重要的责任交给一个人，
Mencius said, if heaven give you a very important task,
一定要先使他劳苦，使他饥饿，使他没有饭吃，使他身体空泛。
He will first try you all in all sorts of manner physically suffering.
因为这是有计划的。
Because there is a plan.
这是有原则的。
There is a principle.
这是有它的道理在里面。
There is a meaning and logic behind it.
这是中国人讲的天人合一。
When the Chinese say heaven and man,
也就是上帝与人之间这样和谐起来。
It refers to the harmony between God and man.
那我们要再问一个问题了。
But we want to ask the next question.
我去找他，跟他和好。
Do I seek after him to have harmony?
或者他来找我，给我启示。
Or he will come and look for me and inspire me.
中国人整个文化跟哲学里面所缺乏的就是启示，就是创造，就是救赎。
The thing that the Chinese lack is revelation, creation, and salvation.
我们不知道我天地哪里来。
We do not know where the earth comes from.
所以我们没有创造的观念。
So we have no concept of creation.
我们不知道犯罪又怎么解决我们的问题。
We do not know how to solve the problem of sin.
因为我们没有救赎的观念。
We do not know the concept of salvation.
我们不知道真理从哪里教给我们的。
We also do not know where the truth came from.
所以我们没有启示的观念。
So we do not have the concept of revelation.
孔子讲的是孔子想应当这样才对的那个道理。
The things that Confucius spoke about was things from his mind.
老子讲的是老子想应当是这样才对的那个道理。
The same for 老子。
所以孔子讲孔修，老子讲老修。
So Confucius have his own theory, so did Lao Tzu.
墨子讲孟子，个个不必修。
And Mencius also have his own theory.
孟子让他们本来就知道的。
It's as if they had known it from the beginning.
所以他教你。
So they teach you.
他教你表示我知道，你不知道。我告诉你，你才知道。这个教，
叫做教。To teach means that I know and you do not know.
为什么我要学孔子的呢？
But why would I follow Confucius?
因为他比我更知道吗？
Because he knows more.
为什么他比我更知道呢？
Why would he know more?
因为上帝先告诉他知道吗？
Because God told him.
但是他不敢讲啊。
But he didn't.
孔子从来没有讲他得到启示。
Confucius never said he received
revelation. 老子从来没有说他得到启示。
No, 老子。
孟子从来没有说他得到启示。
Or mentions.
所以呢，这样呢，中国呢就没有启示观。
And so the Chinese do not have the concept of revelation.
中国就没有救赎观。
The concept of salvation.
中国就没有创造观。
The concept of creation.
所以我们只有想象，我们只有理想，我们只有盼望天人合一。
And so we only imagine and hope that heaven and man can be one.
如果天人要合一的话。
But if you want the harmony,
是怎样看的？
How do you do this?
你在那边，我在这里，我们要握手啊，伸出手来，一二三，伸，还有一大段，怎么办呢？要靠近一点，再靠近一点，靠近啊，靠近啊，靠近一点。但是我叫他靠近，他不动；他叫我靠近，我也不动。所以结果一定，我过去跟他握手，或者呢，他过来跟他握手，或者另外。就是我们两个一同靠近，一同来握手，这样才会解决这个问题。
This is the way we solve the problem.
就现在没有了。当没有关系的时候
，When you have no relationship，
就没有声音了。当有了关系的时候
，When you have the relationship。
还有声音了
Then you have the voice.
所以这个叫天人合一还没明白了吗那么天人合一呢
For heaven and man,
那边过来呢
Is it them coming to us?
或者这里过去呢
Are we going to him?
你想
Think about this
你想想看
Think about this
是哪边过来呢
Which side will move first?
或这里过去
Or do we go over there?
如果这里过去
If it is us going there
你哪一个人告诉我中国哪个哲学家说人可以到天那里去
Which Chinese philosopher said that we can reach heaven?
我们人呢、啊、
For us,
科学是可以上去的。
Science can send us upwards.
但道德只能下去。
But our ethics will go downwards only.
所以火箭越来越厉害了。
So as the rockets get more advanced,
道德越来越厉害下去。
Our ethics will fall even further.
起先抽一根烟。
At first we'll smoke one cigarette.
后来变成一天四包。
And then we'll have four packs a day.
Why? 只能向下，不能向上。
Because we can only get worse.
起先看黄色的杂志。
At first we look at pornography.
后来真正找个妓女跟他发生肉身关系。
And then later we go and visit the prostitute.
只能向下，不能向上。
You can only get worse.
人性是一直堕落，一直堕落，一直堕落。
The human character will keep falling.
一直向下，一直向下。
All the way downwards.
而且从前不好意思讲的，现在做文章。那这修博士的论文
，In things that we feel shameful in the past, now it is part of a PhD thesis.
现在骂得半死的，现在大方在路上游行，争取法律的同情。
Things that we used to discuss with now are have public parade.
我们现在是越来越堕落，越堕落。
Right now we are getting worse and worse.
当科学向上的时候。
When science has its advances,
我们良心向下
our conscience will fall further.
技术向上的时候
When technology goes further up,
道德向下
our ethics will fall further down.
知识向上的时候
When our knowledge increases,
我们宗教向下
our faith falls.
我们智能向下
We can only fall.
你告诉我有哪一个人实实在在能向上找到上帝？有哪一个人？
Who really can go up and find God for himself?
所以我要问
So I want to ask this.
我从下到上呢？
Do I go from below upwards?
或者上帝从上到下呢
？Or God come from above?
哪一个才对呢
？Which one would be correct?
我怎么知道人与神之间的关系可以结合起来
？How do I know how to have this heaven and man be one?
我思考这个问题。
I have thought about this.
后来我就想。
After I thought for a while.
为什么在十七世纪的时候
？Why is it in the 17th century?
最懂得基督与天使的堕落之间关系的不是神学家，是那一个。写《十二言》的那一个米尔顿，英国的大诗人。
The person that understood the relationship between God and man was not a theologian, but Milton, the one who wrote Paradise Lost.
在17世纪的时候，18世纪的时候，另外音乐家描写神人关系用音乐表达清楚，不是神学家，这个音乐家。
And in the 18th century, the person that described this relationship best was a musician, not a theologian.
为什么
？Why？
在明白关于我们与神之间的关系的，有很多是那些艺术家用他的构想把它表达出来。
A lot of people who expresses our relationship with God are many of them are the artists.
为什么把圣经里面有关于耶稣基督最重要的几十节圣经归纳起来的，不是神学家，是 Handel 的朋友 Charles Jennens 一个诗人。
Why was it a poet that brought about the most important phrases of the Bible together and not a theologian?
所以我就很有兴趣把这些的学问，无论是宗教的，无论是哲学的，无论是文化的，无论是诗歌的，把它配合起来思想，看人类到底有哪一些真正明白神所启示的东西。
I was very interested to find out among all the spheres of civilization how people would understand the revelation of God.
普通一个人读东西，先从 informative method of study.
Commonly, when we read something, we study it in an informative manner.
一加一等于二，一加一等于二，你就这样读了。
We study 1+1=2.
慢慢，你进到一个 comparative study.
And then later you do comparative.
慢慢，你做 analytic study.
And then 做分析。
慢慢，你进到一个 very creative integrative study.
而且比较有创意的分析方法，
这样的各种学习的方法以后
，after we have all these methods of learning，
就更明白真理到底要告诉我们什么。
We will be able to understand what the truth is.
所以我常常把东的、西的、古的、今的、哲学的、文化的、宗教的、文学的、诗歌的、音乐的，把它总结合来研究、来思想。到底我们要明白的真理是怎么样
？And I always want to study truth from all different aspects of life, whether it's geographical or civilized.
今天我要举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
有一个叫做 George Frederick Handel 的音乐家。
A musician by the name of George Frederick Handel.
他深深思考我讲的这些大题目以后
，After he thought about all these important and solemn topics,
他原来说明白的是超过苏格拉底，超过柏拉图，超过孔子。超过西方很多的神学家。
He understood it better than a lot of Western philosophers or even Eastern philosophers.
所以他下了一个结论。
So he had a conclusion.
不是从下到上。
That it is not from below towards high up.
从上到下。
But the direction is from
top. 不是人寻找。